Morning, wake up, early bird hour for your Thursday. It is the ninth day of July 2015. Great to have you aboard this morning and every morning. Up until about a month ago, there was a local grassroots group that I was blissfully unaware of, a citizens advocacy group before the Lansing Citizens for Ethics Reform. But I did know very well, of course, and so would many of you listeners, the person who was helping head this up, who's a former host here, a friend of mine, Walt Sorg. And Walt gave the rundown of what they were looking for, kind of a multi-pronged plan that would, I think, ultimately, broadly, have more transparency in city government Lansing. It would hold politicians, those who were elected, and even some unelected, at the higher echelon in the city, to a higher standard for the time that they served, and then immediately post-serving as well, so that people couldn't take advantage of that position, and, with, again, ethical situations. They went out and got signatures, wanted an ordinance passed for the city. I won't get through all the machinations of that, but the city reviewed it and then determined that it was basically out of order, not in terms of the signatures, there were plenty, but in terms of both with city charter, with statute, that it wouldn't hold up to muster in court, so it became a legal question. Well, now the Citizens for Ethics Reform has an answer to this, and joining us this morning to discuss is Walt Sorg. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning, David. How are you today?
I'm okay, and I know you put a lot of time into this, and you felt pretty positive that you had a winner here going forward, and issue-wise, you may indeed, but for now, this thing is dead in the water, so I kind of laid out as best I can, because it's a little bit complicated, but the city did put the kibosh on this through the city attorney's office, and you guys aren't going to fight, is that correct?
Well, it becomes a matter of money. It's very expensive to fight this in court. Basically, the city's position, the mayor, through his city attorney, has said that they have the right to decide what is and what is not in violation of state law, that they are the judge and the jury, and they can overrule the 6,700 Lansing's voters who sign these petitions and unilaterally decide this doesn't even get on the ballot. Their position is ridiculous, but it's a matter of, because they have made this decision, we would have to go to court to overturn this decision, and then, assuming that the proposal passed in November, there would probably be more litigation after that challenging the right of Lansing citizens to impose higher standards on their elected officials. So we're looking at tens of thousands of dollars of legal fees we simply don't have.
Well, and you called it there. You said that their position's ridiculous. I mean, but further than that, you actually believe their position is illegal, correct?
Well, we believe they exceeded their authority. The city has the right to review the form of the petition to make sure we have the right typeface, and we follow the requirements of state law when it comes to petitions, and then we have sufficient signatures. But they don't have the right to unilaterally decide what we are petitioning for, whether or not that is legal or constitutional or whatever. That is a matter that would have to be determined in a court of law.
Has it been common from your standpoint in the past that with petition issues that the city would review it for legality? I mean, it seems on the surface that is something, I'm just saying, Walt, on the surface, that would be under the purvey of the city attorney, but you're saying under charter it's not, right?
Well, what I'm saying is it would be like saying Bill Schutte has the right to say that your petitions are not going to appear on the state ballot because I, Bill Schutte, have deemed that what you're trying to do is not legal. It's one attorney's opinion, and in the case of the city attorney, it's somebody who was appointed by the mayor who was very hostile to this proposal from the beginning. And it's basically an advocate on behalf of the mayor saying, we don't like what you're doing, and I've come up with this argument that says it's not legal, and I can unilaterally keep you off the ballot.
So
one person, an appointed attorney, can overrule 6,700 citizens of this city.
So you went back to your group. Now, there was another group. There's a national group that's pointed towards transparency issues. So tell me about them And did they have advice for you on this, too? Did they offer to come up with any money, or was that pretty much going to be put back on your plate?
No, that was going to be a situation where they could not, given the likelihood of extended litigation on this, they felt because of their national agenda, they couldn't afford to invest that much money in the city of Lansing. So we had the choice that we could either attempt to raise $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 locally to fight this in the courts, or to just hold off and wait for another day.
Yeah, so that's what you're going to do now. What is that? So what does waiting for another day entail? Would you have to go back and do? You'd have to go back and do the signatures again, right?
We'd have to start all over again.
Yeah, you start. You can't put the signatures in a lockbox and say we want to use those again. I mean, you got to go back and start all over. And honestly, down the line, I mean, you'd have to. I guess you'd have to try to raise money for a potential legal fight. So you'd have to put the cart out ahead of the horse and get that done, and then try to flip it around.
Yeah, and it gets to the point where you're talking tens of thousands of dollars to enact something that we believe would be overwhelmingly popular with the voters.
The mayor,
very disappointing.
Well, Walt, the mayor said that when we talked to him, the mayor said that basically you guys were a solution in search of a problem. And I mean, so again, let's get back to what you were trying to accomplish. And is there any way to get at that now outside of the ordinance? Do you have any kind of traction with this, with council members who might be able to do something from the council level to put themselves basically on watch, or is that a non-starter?
That is some discussions that we can have with members of council. We've talked with a couple of them informally.
Yeah.
It may well be an issue in the November election for a couple of the council races as well. That remains to be seen. But you've got the mayor who's openly hostile to this, and no matter what is passed, I suspect he would veto it, and it would be very difficult for council to come up with the votes to override a veto.
And you think the mayor, your relationship with him overall, it's not strong right now?
I don't know what the mayor's problem is with me personally. I have voted for him several times and beginning to wonder why now. He's been very, very hostile to us. When he says it was a solution in search of a problem, it was a solution in search of avoiding a problem. And that was what we had said from the beginning. We had not accused the mayor or any members of council of any devious intentions or things that they were doing on the side that were improper. We were saying we want to protect the city against having a future incident. We want to deal with it before there's a crisis rather than wait until we have a crisis.
Walt Sorg is the principal here with Lansing Citizens for Ethics Reform. They collected on 1320 WILS, and of course, a former host here at 1320 WILS with the AM Lansing show. So going forward here, are you getting any kind of encouragement from some of the other people you worked with on this? Are they saying, well, don't quit, or we're with you, keep it going down the line, or is it truly and utterly dead in the water for now?
Well, I'm certainly getting encouragement, but it's a lot of work to get something like this, to collect the signatures, to get it on the ballot, to go through all the machinations. And when you've got a city administration that's as hostile to ethics reform as we apparently have in the city of Lansing, it's a very imposing issue. The mayor is a very strong force locally. Plus, he has the city treasury behind him in terms of legal bills, and we don't. He's got the most pile of money to fight us in court. And that could be very discouraging.
I suppose it can be, but you've shown that at the head end, at the very least, at the grassroots level, you can go out and get the signatures. I know you had some people out there who were paid canvassers, but that's the way it is with most ballot issues anywhere.
Absolutely.
and all whatever party you're with. Walt, we appreciate you being on here, giving us the thumbnail on why you're deciding to do what you're deciding to do, and keep us posted going forward if things change with that, because I think there's an interest out there, and especially even in the process of what's going on, the subject. Yep.
If you'd like to write us a check, go ahead.
Okay. I'll get right on that. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Walt Sorg here with the Lansing Citizens for Ethics Reform joining us on the program. We're coming up here on the Morning Wake Up at the bottom of the hour. Fox News is next. It's 1320.